Have you ever set a goal and then failed to even get started? Or have you set a goal and given up halfway through? Or have you set a goal and you've almost got there, you just didn't have the effort to get it over the line? If you recognize yourself in any of those, welcome to the club. I think just about everyone has given up on a goal at some point in their lives. But today I'm going to help you fix that. I've got 7 ways for you to set a goal so that you'll actually stick to it. So I'm going to share these 7 ways with an illustration of a goal that I'm working on right now. Can you tell what it is yet? I'm growing a mow. This is the 8th year I've done Movember, and I want to show you through the 7 ways that I do this, how you can stick to a goal as well. But if you're just a big fan of Movember like me and you want to donate, it's movember.com/m/Symes, S-I-M-E-S. So let's get going. The first way is what I call CHUNKED, and it's the first letter in an acronym. But CHUNKED is literally just taking something that could be overwhelming if you just thought I've got to do all this at once. CHUNKED is breaking it down into sizable pieces that we can attack. And this really helps with that getting started thing, because if you chunk a goal down, it's obvious what the first step is, and make that first step really achievable, really easy. The second way is an A. Make it a big ask. Nobody's going to get incentivized by something that's really easy to do. That's just a task on a to-do list. A goal is something that needs to drive you and motivate you and excite you and make you think, crikey, if I could do that, that would be something. So really make it a stretch. Next up is R, reviewed. And I've got a really simple process here, which I call 3I. The first I is foresight. I've got an eye on the future. What's going to happen during the period of this goal? So for me, it was looking at my calendar for November, plotting out key dates when I'll be able to interact with people and engage with people and hopefully share with them what Movember's all about. The second eye is the eye on the what's happening here and now, the insight. When you're inside the goal, look at what's going on. Is it working? Are your strategies bearing fruit? Because if they're not, we can course correct. And the last I is hindsight. I've got an eye on what did happen. So for me, that's looking back over the previous 7 campaigns that I've run for Movember. Think about what aspects worked. Think about how I can add to what I've done previously. And then we're into a secret power of goal setting, which is the W for written. A written goal has an extraordinary power, and don't ask me where it comes from. I remember writing a whole list of goals back in the early 90s, and then I lost that list. But 8 years later, I moved house, and in a box in the bottom, I found this list. I unfolded it. It's like, wow, of the 14 things on that list, I'd actually achieved 13 of them. And the one that I hadn't, I was actually working on at that time. So there's a strange, almost mystical power to a written goal, and I really recommend it to you. Next is another A, accountability. How can you make yourself more accountable with this goal that you're setting? So for me in Movember, I've got a fundraising page on Facebook. I've told everybody in my network, you're now looking at me thinking, what's that strange thing under his nose? Well, that's what happens when you ask your followers what sort of mustache you should grow. And they've come up with the trucker, or as I like to think of it, it's my tribute to Lemmy. Lemmy from Motorhead, you might know, died of prostate cancer in 2015. So this is my small tribute. It's growing, I promise you, it is really. So make yourself accountable to yourself, but also share your goal. Let other people know what you're doing because they can help you. The 6th way you can set a goal that you can stick to is to schedule it. Now, scheduling comprises of a whole bunch of things. It's about increments along the way. It's about a deadline. It's about a time frame that feels achievable for you, but is going to stretch you. So back to Movember, 30th of November, it's all over. We may still get some funds in after that date, which all go straight to Movember. But in terms of campaigning, it all stops on 30th of November. But that commitment, I've set myself a target of £500 this year. That commitment and a date and daily things that I'm trying to do ensure that I've got the energy for my goal. Which brings me to the last one, the seventh way to ensure that your goals stick and that you achieve them. And that's H for honest. You know, a lot of people rationalize as to why they don't set goals or why they don't go out there and try and achieve some goals. But really, when you're rationalizing, you're only telling yourself rational lies. And I did this a couple of years ago. I didn't do Movember because I had on my agenda a couple of key meetings with people that I didn't think would appreciate a mustache in the environment that I was working. It sounded completely rational, sounded reasonable. Okay, I can understand people might think that way. But the reality is, I was only kidding myself. I've got even more meetings this month. I've got even more interactions with people that I take very seriously. But guess what? Turning up with a mustache like this is going to start a conversation. It's going to help me help them in terms of raising their awareness of what Movember's all about. So just catch yourself when you're rationalizing as to why you're not actually setting yourself a goal. Because quite often we say, it's unachievable. I've done that before. This happened, that happened. It's not going to work. But in reality, so much has changed since you last tried it. And there's no reason to believe that with some foresight, some insight, and some hindsight, you can't solve the problem. And then once you're going, be honest in your reviews. Don't brush over why things aren't happening potentially. Think about it. What can I do differently? So if you've been following along, you'll recognize those seven letters all add up to the car wash. Are you taking your goals through the car wash? Because that's what will enable you to actually stick to your goals. You know, the real question we need to ask ourselves when it comes to setting goals is not, is this attainable? Could I achieve this? Because that's often why we don't even get started. The real question is this worth my time and effort? And if you believe it is, chunk it down and get started. Now, for more on the car wash and a whole bunch of other tools and techniques and strategies that will enable you to balance your life your way, can I recommend my book, Dynamic Time Management? I'll leave a link in the comments below. It really is a time management book for our times. So many people are out there considering their own lives strategically. What do I want to do with the rest of my life? And that's where this book will come in. I've been helping people with these big life questions for more than 2 decades now, and all of it has been synthesized inside this book. So that's it for this week. Remember to go and donate over at movember.com/m/symes, and I'll see you back here next week.